Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Oh, yes, Superman. He, in fact, believe it or not, Superman, he's beaten Mr. Incredible to be voted the most popular superhero of all time. And now, as of March of this year, you've heard me talk about it this morning, a new Superman movie is going to be filmed right here in Australia and possibly some of those scenes in Queensland. And playing the superhero is a fella called Brandon Routh, who I don't know anything about, but perhaps our guest does. Steve Unis is from the Superman homepage, known as SupermanHomepage.com. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
Look, I'm well. Brandon Routh, what's his background?
Well, it's actually pronounced Brandon Routh.
Oh, Routh.
Like South, but we don't know much about his background other than he's been a bit player in a few TV shows like Will and Grace and shows like that. He's only been like a cameo role in those shows, so he hasn't really done anything of note for anybody to know about.
And how do you feel about that, Steve? Is it better to have an unknown actor or someone who is very, very well known?
Well, personally, I think it's a great thing that they've chosen an unknown actor because it would be really difficult, I think, for fans to walk into a cinema and see a well-known face and, you know, kind of hold back their disbelief that this is Superman. I mean, originally, back years ago, it was going to be Nicolas Cage as Superman. He'd been cast and signed on, and I just couldn't see Nicolas Cage in the cape, so to speak. I just don't think people would be able to get beyond the fact that it was Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I'm pleased it's not Nicolas Cage. What about Lois Lane and Robin? Have these been cast?
Well, no, Robin. Robin's the Batman's.
I'm getting my superheroes all confused, Steve.
Lois Lane. Reportedly has been cast. There's no official announcement from Warner Brothers yet, but an actress by the name of Kate Bosworth, who is, again, not that well known, but she has been in a few movies and is currently in a film, I can't recall the name of it at the moment, but she's starring alongside Kevin Spacey, who has also reportedly been cast as Lex Luthor for the film.
Oh, I see. All right.
Yeah, a few. I think that's a great casting choice. Kevin Spacey is just a great actor, and I think it will do the role of Lex Luthor great justice.
Have there been, how many movies, Superman movies, have there been, Steve?
Well, Christopher Reeve starred in four films, ranging from 1978, the Superman the movie, and then lastly in 1987 with Superman IV, The Quest for Peace, which was a bit of a flop, but
There've been TV series as well since then.
Well, I mean, Superman has been on TV since 1950s in that theme that you played before we started speaking. That was George Reeves from 1951 that started. And then there was obviously Dean Cain in the 90s with Lois and Clark. And there have been Superboy TV shows and cartoons and what have you. And then at the moment, there's Smallville, which is going into its fourth season in America, but which Channel 9 stopped showing here in Australia during its second season.
Oh, look, I didn't mind Smallville. It did take me back to my childhood. Do you think we actually need another Superman movie, Steve?
I think it's time for another Superman movie. I think, it's a new generation of filmgoers will enjoy Superman's adventures, and we've got other comic book heroes who have, been on the big screen recently with Spider-Man, Hulk, Daredevil, and others like that. So I think it's good timing.
And is there a winning formula to a Superman movie, something that makes it stand apart?
I think basically they just need to keep to the iconic character that the general moviegoers will recognise. I don't think they should go into any great detail. I mean, we don't need another origin. People know that he came to Earth from a rocket, landed in Smallville, and the Kents found him and brought him up. But I think, basically, from what I've heard from the director of this new film, Bryan Singer, they're going to look at a movie that's basically that Superman's been around for a while, and that he's been missing for a couple of years, and now he's returning. So at the moment, the title of the movie is known as Superman Returns.
Uh-huh, Superman Returns. Steve, I somehow feel that you may have secretly wished you could have been the unknown actor to be cast as Mr. Kent.
I don't think that would have happened. I'm 5'5 with red hair, so I don't think I would have really fit the part.
Perhaps if Superman did have a Robin, you could play that role, Steve.
Well, if Batman decided to come to town and Robin was there, maybe.
Maybe. Steve Eunice from the Superman homepage. Steve, don't drop off the line because we're going to play something for you that I think might make your day. Thank you for chatting.
Great, thanks.
Yes, 10:15, 6:12 ABC Brisbane and ABC Local Radio Queensland. This is a fantastic piece of music.